Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. COVID-19 vaccines for children ages 5 to 11 become available today. The shots are being given at pediatricians' offices, pharmacies, community health centers, clinics, and hospitals. Currently, children this age can only get the two-dose Pfizer vaccine. Dr. Alexia Rose Boudreau is an associate chief of pediatrics at Mass General Hospital. Welcome to Weekend Edition.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Now, this is a development that a lot of people had been sort of hoping against hope would arrive soon. Vaccines for the elementary school age set, and half of the vaccines for this age group go straight to pediatricians. What's the significance of that?
Oh, it's a great significance. I think parents have come to trust their pediatrician through a childhood lifetime. And the ability to get it with a trusted provider and have really detailed, intimate discussion about what it means for their child to get vaccinated, I think it's great to have that opportunity in there if they decide to get it, be able to get it in that moment.
Now, how and when are doctors' offices scheduling these vaccine appointments? Are there, you know, extra hours, extra locations?
It really varies by doctor office, what their physical infrastructure is and what their staff is. Many will be giving it alongside their routine vaccines. Others will be hosting COVID vaccine-like clinics where they will be inviting their patients to sign up and having them come in for a couple of hour period. Most pediatricians would be doing that in after school hours or on Saturdays.
In your own experience as a pediatrician, what sort of attitudes and feelings about these vaccines for 5 to 11-year-olds are you expecting?
This is going to run the gamut. Everything from I've heard a parent describe it as Christmas and their birthday all rolled into one, so excited that they can finally get the vaccine, willing to wake up at midnight to see when they can start enrolling in some of the retail online scheduling systems, and other parents who are quite apprehensive and concerned and want to wait to see what happens. And I think that wide gamut is natural, given what we've been through, and the fact that putting something into our children is always something we want to give a second thought to. Just for some of us, that second thought is longer than for others.
And what is your best tool as a pediatrician to address any apprehension that parents might have?
Have an honest and open discussion with them. There are a lot of myths out there, and we want to dispel those, and we wanted to talk about what we do know and what we don't know. I believe the risk-benefit ratio of vaccinating children is different than adults, but when you look at the numbers, both in cases, hospitalizations, it still makes sense to get vaccinated, but it's not as cut and dry as it has been in the adult population.
And as for the kids themselves, I mean, if there's one thing a good pediatrician knows, it's that, you know, kids are beautifully all over the place in their personalities and in how much anxiety they experience over shots and even just over doctor's visits. So how will that come into play in terms of how you and other pediatricians deal directly with these younger children getting COVID-19 vaccines?
I think the first thing starts at home, right? And parents know their kids, and they know if they get nervous about needles or not. And so starting to just talk about it and what their family decision has been is very important. And then preparing them for the setting. The second is, as a parent, choosing that setting. Will your child be okay at a retail pharmacy? Or do they actually need the intimacy of their pediatric office? And using that to decide where they're going to take their child. And then in the office, well, as pediatricians, giving vaccines is part of our main public health effort. And we are very used to vaccinating children. We talk about it. We use distraction right in the moment. Many use humor, everything to make that moment light. Explaining to kids, yes, this might be uncomfortable for a little bit, but in the long run, it's to prevent you from having serious consequences that often are very rare, but when they occur, can be quite serious.
And as for the holiday season, the timing of this new eligibility could mean a lot of vaccinated 5 to 11-year-olds before at least some of the holiday season, given that the two doses are required, they're 3 weeks apart, and then 2 more weeks for full protection. But how do you expect that will affect people's decisions?
Well, I think you're right. No child will be able to be fully vaccinated by Thanksgiving, but probably by the end of the year holidays, we will have more children who are fully vaccinated with the 2 doses and 2 weeks after that. It allows for a little bit more discussion, right? We will have an extra layer within families of protection so that you can gather. And the question is going to be how you still remain cautious, understanding that the pandemic isn't over, but the fact that you've got one more generation vaccinated allows for more of that intergenerational holiday celebration.
Dr. Alexia Rose Boudreau is an Associate Chief of Pediatrics at Mass General Hospital. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.